This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This is part two of The Hunt for the Red-Breasted Merganser. Nearly a month after a noteworthy encounter with a pair of red-breasted mergansers on Moosehead Lake, I had a chance to return to Northwest Cove. After a blustery morning, the lake was relatively still when I arrived in the early evening. Hoping the evening sun would better light my scanning efforts, I set out to follow the same track northwards along the western shore. As I neared the area where I had spotted the merganser pair in June, I paddled as slowly and silently as I could manage. Slight movements atop a shaded boulder caught my eye, a merganser hen. The boulder sloped towards a small cove and faced away from my vantage. I'd only seen the top portion of the hen's fringy head, and she had seen me also. I could hear her and what was surely a handful of peeping young descending towards cover. After a few minutes of searching, I located the birds along the shore and spotted the hen's bright white chin patch, common merganser. As I paddled backwards, the birds retreated southward, one of the young hopping atop the hen's back. With only a few hours of daylight left at my disposal, I was determined to make the most of the trip. In the intervening weeks, I had read that red-breasted mergansers often nested on lake islands, and so endeavored to reach one of the nearby islands before sunset would force a retreat. Scanning my surroundings, I spotted a small rocky landform rising in the water a mile distant. Center Island, according to the map. Center Island was unlike any other lake island I had ever visited. Were it not for the lack of salt air, I could almost have been convinced that I'd been transported out to sea. Almost the entirety of the island's barren land area had been fortified with heaps of driftwood, loosely woven into large, basket-like nests. The weavers were double-crested cormorants, nearly 100 of them by my best estimate. American herring and great blackback gulls perched on the periphery. The skies above the island were noisy with the calls of common tern. Although terns are most often associated with the coast and ocean islands, these birds will nest on freshwater lakes in northern Maine. There were shorebirds here too. A handful of spotted sandpipers worked the water, lapped rocks, and in their company, I spied a lone, semi-palmated sandpiper. The presence of these birds is a reminder that the season is changing. My time to search for breeding red-breasted mergansers could be running short. While I did spot a few mergansers near the island, as before, these were common mergansers. With the sun beginning to pass behind the treed shoreline, I turned myself about and made for the launch site, again having been eluded by any possible red-breasted mergansers. However, I resolved that I would try again the next morning in another area of the cove. Yet even the best laid plans are so easily undone by unforeseen complications. The next morning, I set out from Greenville, crossed the Moose River in Rockwood, and began the bumpy ride along 20 Mile Road. About halfway along this rough washboard passage to the Northwoods, I spotted something unexpected hovering just outside my passenger window, my kayak. I pulled off and discovered that my car's front crossbar had snapped, and the kayak was now held by only the straining rear crossbar. I pieced together a temporary fix and limped the rest of the way at an even slower pace. The delay had cost me. The winds had stirred up earlier than expected. As I readied myself for a possible launch, a boat pulled up. Striking up a conversation, I learned that the pair were carpenters working on a project out of the lake. I told them about my ongoing search for red-breasted mergansers, and they shared that they'd been seeing a lot of common mergansers with young over the last few days. "It's probably too rough for them out there today, though," one of them said. "We don't often see them much when the wind kicks up, and it's getting bad out there." A fresh check of the weather confirmed what was obvious looking at the choppy lake surface and suggested that things wouldn't be getting any better anytime soon. Scrapping my plans, I returned to stow my kayak in Greenville and then headed back to the Northwoods. The morning of my final attempt to search for red-breasted mergansers began with a pre-dawn ride up to Greenville. Picking up my kayak, I headed to the northwest corner of the lake to spend one last morning searching. The day was off to a beautiful start, and I felt optimistic as I set out into the water. What followed was one of the most memorable and noteworthy days I've ever spent in the field.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.